Zakta Helega Mishnah Vayter, Masechtas Menachas, Perik Vav, Mishnah Dalid. So we mentioned in the last Mishnah that after a mincha is fried or baked, it's broken into pieces. The pasuk says, Pasas Isa Pitim V'yitzakto Le'shemen Minchahi. Our Mishnah explains the process. Zakta Mishnah, Kala Menachas Hanasais Bekli, all Menachas, that you completely prepare in the Kli Sharis, has to be broken into pieces. Now, which one's not? The Minchas Mafei Taner, which comes in the form of either Chalis or Rikikin, is not prepared in a Kli Sharis. But they are broken up into pieces. Zakta Batanu Enechanami, the Mishnah means to exclude the Shtei HaLechem and the Lechem HaPanim. They're not broken up into pieces. Vayter says the Mishnah Minchas Yisrael. In the case of a Mincha, that a Yisrael was Menadiv the Mincha, you donated the Mincha. Meaning to say, not a Kayin. Kaiful Echad L'Shnayim, you fold each loaf into two, ushnaim liarba, and then you fold the two pieces into four. Now at this point, the pieces are still attached. And now, umavdil, you have to break them off. In other words, you have to separate the loaf along the folds. You break it into four pieces, and then you can do the kmitza. How do we know you're supposed to do it that way? The pasuk says, pasas oisa pitim. The word pasas teaches us you fold the challah into two. Pitim says you fold that also into two, giving us the four. Now, once you fold it, you already mekayim the mitzvah of pesisa. But in order to be able to do the kmitza, you have to separate it. If you don't separate it, how can I take part of it and put it on the mizbeach? Everything is going to come along with it. So again, as the mitzvah of pesisa, it's enough to fold it. But in order to be able to fulfill kmitza, you have to physically break the pieces apart. Vayter Zakta Mishnah, Minchas Kaihanim. So we do it a little bit differently. Kaiful Echad L'Shnayim. You fold each loaf into two. Ushnayim Li'aba. Two into four. But V'Einim Avdol, you don't separate it. If you don't need Kmitza, there's no reason to have to separate it. Minchas Kohen Mashiach. In the case of the Kohen Gadol's Mincha, Lohei Mechapla. You don't fold it into four, you only fold it in half, so you only have two pieces. All this is learned from Sukkim. Vayter Zakta Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, Michas Kaihanim and Michas Kai Mashiach ain't behem pesisa. Rabbi Shimon says, in regard to the Michas Kaihanim and the Kohen Gadol's Micha, there's no pesisa at all. Not even the folding into half. Nesha ain't behem kmitza. They don't require kmitza. V'cholsha ain't behem kmitza, ain't behem pesisa. And any mincha that doesn't have kmitza, because the whole thing is burnt on the mizbeach, there's no reason to break it up. See, Rav Shimon holds, what's the time that the Torah was mechayev us to break up the mincha, so that you should be able to do kmitza. So there's no kmitza, there's no pesisa. The Tanna Kamma says, the only nafkamina between whether you need kmitza or not, is if you have to physically separate it. But the folding is done regardless. The Mishnah concludes, v'kulan kizesim. All the menachas that require pesisa, that require breaking up. How big are the pieces that you break it into? And the answer is the size of a zayis, the size of an olive. Now there's a machloikis here, if this is also the words of Rav Shimon, and he's arguing on the Tanna Kamma, or no. These last two words, v'kulan kizesim, is according to everybody. Some say he's arguing on the Tanna Kamma, and he's arguing with two things. Number one, the Tanna Kamma holds there's always pesisa, even by menachas that have no kmitza. Rav Shimon says, no, if there's no kmitza, then there's no pesisa. There's no breaking up at all. And in addition, the Tanna Kamma seems to say, just break it up, first two, then into four. And Rav Shimon says, no, you have to make sure each piece has a kezias. But some say, again, that this kezias is not part of Rav Shimon's statement. It's a general rule. Everyone agrees with that.